The Arrows of Islam, written by Spencer Hawke, narrated by Spencer Hawke, published by Jamie Head LLC, copyright 2014. Chapter 1. Athena Campus, Bethesda, Maryland, March 27, 1999.
It was a quiet evening at the Athena Ops Center. Major Tom Burke was enjoying a cup of coffee in his office, his long legs stretched out with his feet on the desk in front of him. The rich aroma of the Colombian blend was tantalizing. He closed his eyes, pushing his head back to luxuriate in the quiet, basking in a rare minute of solitude and peace in what was normally a hectic world. Out of the blue, his office door catapulted open, slamming noisily into the wall behind. It was impossible to jump up, drop his feet to the floor, and spin around without spilling his coffee. Burke looked around angrily, feeling the heat of his coffee spreading down his leg, to see a junior analyst standing in the doorway, panting as if he had been running. "Sir!" the young man shouted. "I just saw a Reuters report in the break room. A U.S. stealth F-117 bomber has been shot down over Bosnia." Burke ignored the coffee running from the pool atop his desk full of drenched reports to the floor. He immediately did two things. First, following protocol, he placed a call to his direct superior, the Athena board member from Massachusetts who was on call that night. That completed, he switched on the television to see if the 10 p.m. NBC Nightly News had any more information. He was just in time to hear a news flash.
"This is Tom Brokaw reporting from New York. NBC News can now confirm that a U.S. Air Force B-117 stealth bomber was shot down over Bosnia today. The unthinkable has happened. An undetectable stealth bomber has somehow been discovered during operations in enemy territory over Bosnia and Serbia. The exact location is being withheld by the military for reasons of national security. It is believed that the pilot ejected safely behind enemy lines. We can only assume now that the question is, will the enemy find him first or can American rescue teams get there in time? As the pre-dawn darkness clears in Eastern Europe, the race is on." Burke switched off the set. All he could think of was, why does this have to happen on my first day in charge of the Ops Center? He was an old hand around Athena, having been part of the organization for more than a decade. He was an agent before becoming a handler and was now moving into leadership of the whole Ops Center at Bethesda. He was seasoned, and not much got to him. But having a major international incident go down within the first 4 hours of your first day in charge was just a little unnerving. To make matters worse, his direct superior had not returned his call. Burke was analyzing all the possibilities, planning what he would do if the member from Massachusetts did not get back with him. His thoughts were interrupted by the main telephone ringing. Thinking that it may be the member from Massachusetts returning his call, he grabbed the phone quickly and practically shouted into the receiver.
"Sir, thank you for calling me back. We might have an issue here."
Burke was startled to hear a voice very different from the one he was expecting.
"This is George Tennant calling."
Through his surprise, Burke managed a response. "This is a secure line, mister. You must have a wrong number. I'd appreciate you not calling this number again." The caller was also surprised at hearing someone in the intelligence community not recognizing his name. He raised his voice an octave.
"I think if anyone in this country can call a secure line, it would be me, sonny boy."
Burke, still in a state of confusion, was determined to follow protocol to the letter.
"What did you say your name was, sir?"
"George Tennant, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency."
Realization suddenly slammed into Burke like a flaming meteorite. He was so surprised that he leapt from his seat in an involuntary urge to salute the well-respected leader of the premier spy agency in America. Stating the obvious, he stammered,
"I wasn't expecting you to call, sir. I didn't think you were aware of our existence."
"Burke, we don't have time for small talk. Your boss is in the Situation Room at the White House with the President. You've heard the news, haven't you?"
"Yes, sir."
"We have to move quick, son. We already have an elite team on its way to Yugoslavia to rescue the pilot. But these Navy SEAL paratroopers are going to stand out like chocolate chips and vanilla ice cream without some
Sample complete. Ready to continue?